So I've lived out in the boonies where I out in Marshall and Warrenton for 13 years now. So I didn't go trick or treating like at all.
Really?
Since I was 8. I went before that.
I think I trick or treated till I was like
I trick or treated once in high school, and it was just kind of like, "Hey man, you want to come?"
High school? What are you, a creep?
It was
weird.
It was awful.
That's
I also didn't have a costume.
Like, oh my god!
I was just invited out of the blue. I didn't plan on it.
I hope no one gave you candy.
Oh, people did. I felt so bad. Well, okay, no, I didn't at the time, but later on in the night, I was like, you know what? This is bad of me to be doing this.
No,
I'm going to stop.
You don't do that. They're just when there's a bunch of little kids, you don't go trick or treating. It doesn't happen.
That is
creepy.
It's definitely a bit dicey, but I don't remember there being a ton of kids out. We went out kind of later on.
Why?
Because
they were all high schoolers and adults, 40-year-old men walking around with a pillowcase.
There were no 40-year-old men.
I'm surprised you didn't get stopped by the police.
I think now it would be a little more like that. I mean, this was only like 40 years ago, but still, I think now I would be a bit more careful about doing that.
My last year trick-or-treating was, I believe, 8th grade, and even then it was pushing the envelope a little bit. I think I went because a friend wanted to go. Otherwise, I don't think I had any plans to go out.
Did you go through that period where like it just wasn't cool to trick-or-treat? Like, because that's what I went
through. Oh, no, I wish that I could still go, but I was a rational person and realized when I was too old to do it, and I had my parents there to remind me that I was too old to do it.
Once. In 13 years, cut me some slack. Once.
That's just weird. I can't get over that.
In 13 years.
Well, and also there's a perk. Like, I have a younger sister. She's 8. And so there's also like that. Like, we could go with her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. You could kind of chaperone her. You could get away with that, I think. I don't know if you'd go up and ask for candy, but you could at least go and enjoy
the experience.
The practice
of
trick-or-treating.
You can live through them.
Yeah, it's a very, yeah, you're living vicariously through your sister when it comes to trick-or-treating. Or you have the option to.
Did you, when you were trick-or-treating in high school, did you have like a...
I went once.
Did you have a time. Did you have a pillowcase or did you have a bucket or...
I didn't have either. I had my cupped hands. It was the absolute worst.
I swear to God, if you showed up on my doorstep without a costume, without a container for the candy, I would call the police.
Oh, my God. Look.
I would lock my door, and I would call the police.
I mean, that's a bit too much, but I was 16.
You were 16?
When this happened.
What?
I said sophomore in high school.
What
did you think? I was 20?
I thought you were
last year?
Like maybe like 14.
16. No, I was 16.
So you were driving. You were able to drive.
Yeah, I drove over there.
You had your driver's license.
Yep. Matt, again, this was out of the blue.
You could have said no.
I didn't want to say no.
You wanted to go.
Also, like, I was 16, man.
Okay,
I wasn't.
No,
I'm not a smart person now.
You're trying to make it sound like you were forced into this.
No, but
you said you just said you wanted to go.
I did want to go, but also part of it was I'm not a very smart guy now, but I definitely wasn't as smart as I am now. No, I messed that up. I wasn't as smart then.
I cannot believe that they handed you candy with your open
hands. These were good. These were good people. Like I don't know if they felt sorry.
That doesn't
for
make
me.
Them a good person.
Yes, that does.
That
they
might
have
make
no
them,
reason to give me
they
candy.
They might take pity, but that doesn't make them a good person.
I mean, I'd say there's sympathy involved.
If anything,
sympathy
a good,
most of the time is indicative
person,
of a rational good person.
A good rational maybe. A good person would say, "Listen, kid, you need to go home. There are children out here, and you have no place." On these sidewalks tonight, we were gonna talk about our favorite Halloween candy,
it's
and then all of a sudden
this.
you tell me this weird, creepy chapter of your adolescence.
I was a minor, so this isn't a great look, but I don't think it's as horrible as you're depicting it.
You had your driver's license.
Yeah, I got my driver's license early because I was really eager to get it. Yeah. Texted out of the blue.
I
said, okay. I didn't have a Halloween costume.
By then,
I didn't have any way of carrying the candy. I shouldn't have gotten candy.
You shouldn't
have
gone.
I really shouldn't have
gone. You shouldn't have gone, period. I can't believe did your parents know that you were doing this?
No.
Okay, that makes sense, because my parents would light me up if I said I was going out to do that.
Okay, that seems kind of unnecessary, but there were like five of us there.
Oh my God. Were all of you not costumed?
No, everyone else is costumed but me.
Okay.
Again, I was invited out of the blue.
I wouldn't have gone. That freaks me out.
But I hadn't gone trick-or-treating in like 10 years.
I haven't gone trick-or-treating in practically 10 years. I'm not going
to
go now.
Prior to that. I didn't go in middle school. I didn't go in fourth or fifth grade.
And was that your choice?
Again, I have like four neighbors that live like a quarter mile away
from my house. You're trying to rationalize your behavior.
How is that not rational? That is totally rational. It deserves some recognition.
You never thought about going to another neighborhood?
I did that like maybe once.
And how did that turn out?
I mean, it was fine, but then I went into the
period. It was fine.
But then I went into the period where it's not cool to trick or treat, and I didn't.
And so you missed out on a precious experience, and then you tried to make up for that when you were a young adult. By the time you're 16 and you're driving, you are classified as a young adult.
Okay, sure, but I am still a minor. I am still a kid. I'm not saying it's totally normal, but I am still a kid at 16. I am legally a minor.
This sounds like something out of a court trial, what you're saying right now. Yeah, I'm very uneasy by the way you're trying to rationalize
this. Well, because you're using like subjective stuff that's hard for me to argue against, so I have to go to the legal, you know, like semantic way of going about it, because I can't argue with what you're putting out there.
I don't know, man. It's weird. It's a very weird thing, and I'm going to have a problem with
this. Look, I'm a weird guy. There's no debating that, okay? I went this one time. I shouldn't have taken the candy. I don't believe that I shouldn't have gone, because I had a lot of fun.
Just because you had fun does not mean that it was an okay thing to do.
I wasn't, like, going around terrorizing children. In fact, I don't remember that many people out trick-or-treating at all. This is at, like, 8 o'clock.
Any vandalism?
No.
No vandalism?
Not at all. I was a good kid in high school. I didn't do anything like that.
All right. You're not changing the way I feel about this. I'll leave you alone. We'll bring it to an end.
Good
we have
mindset.
To,
I will not. My mind will not be changed no matter what you
we
say.
We have to bring it to an end because the show, we've actually gone over. But I'll leave you alone about it. That still, it just creeps me out.
What if I went trick-or-treating now? Like, would it be better
if I... You
have
a beard.
What? It's a patchy beard at that, but I have a beard.
It is facial hair. You are tall. You have a deep voice.
I remember college students, fellow peers, going trick-or-treating last year.
In residential areas?
Yeah. You know no one who still goes trick-or-treating?
PSA, if you're listening to this show and you are above the age of 12, you should not be trick-or-treating. And I don't have any respect for you if you're trick-or-treating. You're off the hook. Morgan, but I'm talking to everyone else who's listening to this show. You should not go trick-or-treating after middle school. It's weird. I could even call it dangerous.
I don't know. I found it pretty common in high school. I thought a lot of high schoolers went trick-or-treating in my neck of the woods.
Well, the more and more you talk about Warrington and where you're from.
But I'm not in cultured Loudoun County, so, you know.
Yeah, we have movie theaters in Loudoun County.
Oh, you're also the wealthiest county in the... I almost said a word that would have gotten me in trouble.
Well...
In the United States.
We are the worst. Oh, we are the worst.
Isolate that.
I'm sorry. I'm upset. I'm thinking about...
You've been thrown off.
I'm thinking about all the possible college students that could be trick-or-treating.
Seriously, like, you know no one who goes here.
If you do it on campus, that's fine. But if you're going to like an area where there's lots of little kids walking around, that's not okay, man. Stay home.
But don't the like kids go trick or treating at like 5 or 6? So aren't they usually done by the time it gets to like 8 or 9?
Yeah, so then all the houses are done as well. The houses aren't. The kids have gone to bed. Now the college students are coming. We get ready for round two. No,
I don't know if you have
that's
to be ready. It's just you get a knock on the door or the doorbell rings and you're like, okay, someone's here. Let's go get the candy and hand it out. I don't know if you have to be ready to do it.
If your porch light is off, people don't ring your doorbell. That's how it works. It appears you don't know a lot about trick-or-treating.
I don't, because I've only been like five times.
Well, you've heard it here. Please turn off your porch light at 8 p.m., because apparently that's when the college students come out. And we
seriously,
do not want to encourage
I want you to go
behavior.
And like ask around
I will.
People that you know.
I will.
So by this time next week,
yeah.
on next week's
I'll
show,
take a census.
We can discuss this.
Sounds good. We'll run a Twitter poll. I'll do it on my
that
Twitter because no one follows the nice guys. We don't even talk about that Twitter page anymore.
No, I didn't use the nice guys Twitter handle when promoting
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, I'll create a survey
yeah,
and
I'm curious.
We'll see about
this
it.
This is good. This was unexpected. We were going to talk about Halloween candy and it delved off into this.